We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
A report today says the average cost of settling public and employer liability claims through the Injuries Resolution Board dropped by a third in 2022 compared to 2020. However, average insurance premiums increased by 8% in 2022. The data is in the latest National Claims Information Database published by the Central Bank. Here's Brian Finn of our business staff.
These latest figures from the National Claims Information Database relate to the employers and public liability and the commercial property insurance sectors. The aim of these central bank publications is to improve transparency in the insurance claims environment. Although new personal injuries guidelines were published by the Judicial Council in 2021 to replace the Book of Quantum, the bulk of claims in 2022 were still settled via the old route. Insurance Ireland said it was disappointing that a high level of claims were still going to litigation. Nonetheless, the new guidelines are having an impact, with the cost of claims settled via the Injuries Assessment Board falling by around a third in 2022 when compared to 2020. However, premiums went up by an average of 8% in the year, an increase that was roughly in line with the rate of inflation, but some sectors saw premiums rising by a multiple of that. The Alliance for Insurance Reform said this was causing frustration among businesses and voluntary groups, many of which cannot get insurance or it is proving prohibitively expensive.
The US President Joe Biden will speak by phone to the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today for the first time since seven aid workers died in an Israeli airstrike in Gaza on Monday. A US official said Mr. Biden was likely to bring up the need for better protection for humanitarian workers and for an increase of food shipments to Gaza. The aid workers were with the food charity World Food Kitchen, whose founder, Joseph Andres, has accused Israel of targeting the workers systematically car by car. Mr. Andres said his charity had clear communications with the Israeli military about the location of its aid workers.
This was not just bad luck situation where, oops, we dropped the bomb in the wrong place or no. This was over 1.5, 1.8 kilometers with a very defined humanitarian convoy that had signs in the top, in the roof, a very colorful logo that we are obviously very proud of, but that's very clear who we are and what we do.
The Israeli economy minister, Nir Barkat, said it was nonsense to suggest that Israel would single out aid workers for attack.
I'm sorry. Give us a bit of respect that we care about those people. And it's the same people that helped Israel. We will never target people like this. I'm sure that there was a mistake done on the way. The Israeli army will interrogate this and give the families of the people that unfortunately were killed all the details. And we want to make sure it doesn't happen again.
The Fine Gael leader Simon Harris is due to hold discussions with two independent TDs today to try to secure their support to become Taoiseach in a Dáil vote next week. So far, he's received the backing of five deputies who are outside the coalition parties. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The coalition government has a slender majority in the Dáil and therefore has the required support to elect Simon Harris as the country's new Taoiseach on Tuesday. But more support is always welcome when difficult decisions lie ahead. Today, Simon Harris will hold separate meetings with independent TDs Cathal Berry and Noel Grealish to secure their backing. He's already received declarations of support from independent TDs Michael Lowry, Dennis Nocton and Mark McSharry. That's in addition to Deputy Nasa Harrigan, who's currently suspended from the Green Party, and Joe McHugh, who resigned the Fine Gael party whip over the MICA issue. Independent TD Sean Canny said last night that he remains undecided as he's waiting on some issues to be clarified by Mr. Harris. Independent Deputy Matt Shanahan says resolving long-standing deficits in Waterford would be a prerequisite to his offering his support. Meanwhile, 13 other independent TDs say they will absolutely oppose Mr. Harris in Tuesday's Dáil vote.
A study published today suggests that United Ireland would cost €20 billion every year for 20 years. The report by the Institute of International and European Affairs said such an expense would require an increase in taxation of around 25% and or a significant reduction in expenditure. The costs are based on pre-pandemic 2019 figures and would be higher based on today's figures. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Building a new home? Trust Grant to help you on your heating journey with their home heating design service. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be generally dry and cloudy this morning. There'll be patchy mist and drizzle in some areas at first, and bright spells also. Rain in the south this afternoon will spread northwards this evening, turning heavy at times. Highest temperatures will range from 8 to 12 degrees.